The Harsh Cry of the Heron. Written by Leon Hearn and read by Paul English.
Come quickly. Father and mother are fighting.
Otori Takeo heard his daughter's voice clearly as she called to her sisters from within the residence at Inuyama Castle, in the same way he heard all the mingled sounds of the castle and the town beyond. Yet he ignored them, as he ignored the song of the boards of the nightingale floor beneath his feet, concentrating only on his opponent, his wife, Kaide. They were fighting with wooden poles. He was taller, but she was naturally left-handed and hence as strong with either hand, whereas his right hand had been crippled by a knife cut many years ago, and he had had to learn to use his left. Nor was this the only injury to slow him. It was the last day of the year, bitterly cold, the sky pale grey, the winter sun feeble. Often in winter they practiced this way. It warmed the body and kept the joints flexible. And Kaide liked her daughters to see how a woman might fight like a man. The girls came running. With the new year, the eldest, Shigeko, would turn 15, the two younger ones 13. The board sang under Shigeko's tread, but the twins stepped lightly in the way of the tribe. They had run across the nightingale floor since they were infants, and had learned almost unconsciously how to keep it silent. Kaide's head was covered with a red silk scarf wound around her face, so Takeo could only see her eyes. They were filled with the energy of the fight, and her movements were swift and strong. It was hard to believe she was the mother of three children. She still moved with the strength and freedom of a girl. Her attack made him all too aware of his age and his physical weaknesses. The jar of Kaide's blow on his pole set his hand aching.
"I concede," he said.
"Mother won!"
the girls crowed. Shigeko ran to her mother with a towel.
"For the victor,"
she said, bowing and offering the towel in both hands.
"We must be thankful we are at peace,"
Kaide said, smiling and wiping her face.
"Your father has learned the skills of diplomacy and no longer needs to fight for his life."
"At least I am warm now,"
Takeo said, beckoning to one of the guards who had been watching from the garden to take the poles.
"Let us fight you, father,"
Miki, the younger of the twins, pleaded. She went to the edge of the veranda and held her hands out to the guard. He was careful not to look at her or touch her as he handed over the pole. Takeo noticed his reluctance. Even grown men, hardened soldiers, were afraid of the twins. Even, he thought with sorrow, their own mother.
"Let me see what Shigeko has learned," he said. "You may each have one bout with her."